Welcome to SwampSwami.com sports commentary and legal battles too. Today it's Harry Mason's case of the LS Shoe Fling. As this case opens, we find the camera scanning the crime scene. It's the University of Florida's Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, aka Steve Spurrier Florida Field in Gainesville, Florida. Saturday was senior night at the Gators Stadium named the Swamp, and right on cue, the fog started to roll in toward halftime of this game. By the second half, the fog had engulfed the entire field and added to the aura of this memorable college football game. Coming into this game, the Florida Gators were ranked number 6 nationally and had a record of 8-1 on the season. The Gators, winners of the SEC Eastern Division already, had clinched a berth in next Saturday's SEC Championship in Atlanta against SEC West champion and number 1 ranked Alabama's Crimson Tide. The opponent on Saturday night was LSU. Now, last season's 15-0 national champions, this year's version of LSU has looked confused and dazed all season long coming into the game with a puny 3-5 record and one of the nation's worst defenses. LSU has posted the worst record of a defending national champion team since 1943. And just last week, LSU was destroyed in Baton Rouge by Alabama 55-17. The Gators had to be licking their chops all week long thinking about a tasty wounded tiger that was going to limp into their swamp on senior night of all times. Prior to kickoff, Florida's football team probably had a chance to watch Alabama destroy a plucky Arkansas team in the day's earlier game by a score of 52-3. The Gators had also beaten Arkansas 62-35 earlier this year. You had to believe that Florida was probably already thinking about Bama prior to taking the field for a game against LSU on Saturday night. In another surprising move, the Gators played the game against LSU without their likely All-American tight end, Kyle Pitts. The Gators' best receiver was scratched from the lineup during the team's pregame warm-ups on Saturday. The Florida medical staff indicated that Pitts did not practice during the week and apparently wasn't at 100% prior to the game start on Saturday. So Florida was already distracted by Alabama, and now their best receiver wouldn't be playing in this week's game against a weakened 3-5 LSU team. On the LSU sideline before this game, the depleted Tigers roster had taken a few more hits, with more players leaving the squad in recent weeks. Though last year's national championship team saw more than their share of players leaving school for the NFL, this pandemic year of 2020 caused a few more of LSU's remaining so-called star players to opt out or quit the team without NCAA penalty before the season. As the losses mounted this year for LSU, some of these so-called five-star divas have walked away. But the remaining LSU players who made the trip to Florida were not concerned about the NFL on Saturday, and they were ready to play 60 minutes of football Saturday night in Gainesville. Max Johnson, the son of former NFL quarterback Brad Johnson, made his first start at LSU. He looked poised right from the start of this game as LSU played Florida to a 7-7 tie ending the first quarter. Max would finish the night throwing for 239 yards and 3 touchdowns. He also ran for 52 yards to keep Florida's defense off balance throughout this game. Meanwhile, Florida's record-setting quarterback, a senior, Kyle Trask, was hopeful that his final home game at Florida would help him secure the Heisman Trophy. However, LSU's much-maligned defense put a lot of pressure on the Florida quarterback. In the second quarter, LSU picked off a pass and then ran it 68 yards for a touchdown to give the Tigers a surprising 14-7 advantage. But in what would be the first of several strange plays on Saturday night, the LSU defensive back noticed that the Florida quarterback was giving chase, and he turned around to taunt Trask as he slow-walked into the end zone. Now, for LSU fans, this unnecessary showboating marked consecutive weeks where Oscar Mayer players, hot dogs, you know, they made bad decisions while prancing into the end zone and nearly fumbling away an easy touchdown. Now, those plays have come to symbolize a lack of maturity, which does seem to be rampant on this year's LSU team. As Kyle Trask's senior nightmare game continued, his next interception was one of the oddest of the season. With Florida driving deep into LSU territory, Trask fired a pass which was tipped along the sidelines by a Florida receiver. Then it boinked off the helmet of one unsuspecting LSU player's helmet. He never saw it coming. And the ball dropped softly into the hands of another LSU defensive back. The intercepting Tiger had just fallen out of bounds, but he suddenly hopped back in bounds and was mere inches onto the playing surface when he snuggled the deflected ball in the air. As the first half drew to a close with LSU taking a 24-7 halftime advantage, the fog in Gainesville became heavier during halftime. The ESPN television cameras in the press box had difficulty capturing the second half action. As Florida and LSU traded scores during the second half, the score became tied at 34-34 with just about 2 minutes left when the unforgettable famous footwear play took place. LSU faced a third down from its own 25-yard line with about 2 minutes left. Max Johnson completed a 4-yard pass to tight end Cole Taylor, far short of the first down. And at this time, Florida's fourth-year junior cornerback Marco Wilson assisted in the tackle. But then, for no apparent reason, Wilson picked up the shoe that LSU's tight end had lost on the play. Instead of handing the shoe back to the LSU player, he threw the shoe 20 yards downfield. Wilson, who made the SEC Academic Honor Roll in 2019, was flagged with a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, giving LSU a first down, and LSU maintained control of the football. Just 6 plays later, Cade York's 57-yard field goal split the uprights, and LSU had grabbed a 37-34 lead with just 23 seconds remaining in this exciting game. Armed with 2 timeouts, Florida would rally one last time as quarterback Kyle Trask completed 3 passes downfield and allowed the Gators' field goal kicker a chance to launch a 51-yarder to tie the game. That kick went barely wide left, and this memorable football game was finally over with LSU escaping with a hard-fought 37-34 win. In the press room after the game, a Florida linebacker, Amari Burney, said that he didn't see the infamous LS shoe fling made by his teammate. He said, "All I seen was the flag, and then I saw the shoe flying. There was really nothing I could do. I don't know who threw the shoe until we got to the sideline." In this special Perry Mason case involving Florida and the missing LS shoe, Judge Swampswamy has ruled the following. Number 1. A special game ball shall be given to Chris Blair, the LSU radio play-by-play broadcaster. His father, Steve Blair, died on Friday in South Carolina after a lengthy illness, but his mom told him that his father would have wanted him to call the game. So Chris Blair came to Gainesville and witnessed a game which will live in LSU and Florida history. Number 2. With the loss, Florida's chances for a national championship are now nearly zero. Florida would not have only had to beat Alabama this coming week, but also hope that most of the other nationally ranked contenders also dropped a game. The Gators' loss to LSU was simply devastating. Number 3. LSU may have finally found a quarterback for the future in Max Johnson. Johnson displayed calmness and leadership on the field and seemed to rally his teammates along the sidelines during this game. The leadership and maturity factor seemed to have separated Max Johnson from LSU's other freshman quarterback, T.J. Finley. Number 4. Florida quarterback Kyle Trask may have just lost the Heisman Trophy as a result of Florida's loss to LSU. The national voters will only remember that Florida lost, at home, as a 23-point favorite to LSU. And that's too bad because Trask passed for 474 yards on the night, and he had a hand in 4 touchdowns, 2 via the pass and 2 short runs. Number 5. Another game ball goes to LSU place kicker Cole York. He was nearly overlooked in this wild game, but he connected on 3-for-3 field goals for the Tigers. His massive 57-yard game winner in the fog provided LSU's game-winning points in the final minute of play. Cole York will be playing in the NFL next year. Number 6. LSU defensive coach Bo Pelini escaped last night with his job for at least one more week. The Tigers still gave up over 600 yards again. Pelini's defense did play hard the entire game, though. And it's still obvious, though, that Pelini's defensive schemes just are not working. Number 7. Florida head football coach Dan Mullen gets the guilty verdict. Everything about this game with LSU indicated that Mullen's Florida Gators expected to simply show up on senior night and annihilate a depleted LSU team. In a college football game which will be remembered for a tossed shoe, Coach Dan Mullen will be considered the heel for years to come. The only psychological advantage in the Gators' favor right now will be if number 1 Alabama watched Saturday's game between Florida and LSU. Perhaps Bama won't take Florida seriously now, coming into next week's SEC championship game. Well, don't count on it.
Alabama's head coach Nick Saban prepares his football teams like Eagle Scouts for every game. I can't see Florida catching Alabama, pardon my pun here, flat-footed for next weekend. It should be a dandy game. And in the immortal words of television legend Ed Sullivan, the Bama-Florida game should be a really, really big shoe. I'm Swamp Swamp. Come back and see us.